On Robinhood Radio, we're going to welcome in a couple of guests today. First of all, someone we've spoken to before. That is Chris Weld from Berkshire Mountain Distillers and also The Pass. Chris, nice to speak to you again today.
Good morning, Marshall. Nice to speak with you again as well.
And we have Phyllis Webb from The Magic Fluke, actually the co-founder of The Magic Fluke in Sheffield as well. Phyllis, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, delighted. Thank you so much, Marshall.
All right. Well, you know, I was going to start one way or the other, but actually I'm going to start with you, Phyllis, because I know of The Magic Fluke from musicians and people that have talked about it with me for years. And why don't you, for people that are listening now that don't know about The Magic Fluke, talk just a little bit about The Magic Fluke, what it is, when you started it, and what you actually do.
Oh, great. The short answer is we started in 1999, and we were at the very forefront of the ukulele revival, where my husband was challenged by my brother to develop a ukulele, and as an engineer with expertise in injection molding and wood, he thought, you know what, if we're going to make something, we're going to make it here in the United States, we're going to source material and parts locally, and he redesigned the ukulele at a time when people weren't playing. It was out of favor. And so we asked people to start playing and play something that they had never seen before. So it was a huge leap of faith. But the ukulele has grown in popularity worldwide to the point where it's pushed guitar sales aside and has its own listing in the stats, which is very exciting. We moved to the Berkshires about 10 years ago. We started in Northwest Connecticut in New Hartford, and we love being here in the magical northwest of Mass. It's been great. We felt at a certain point, we knew that imports coming from China, the ukuleles were coming in by the boatloads, and so we expanded our line from ukuleles to banjo ukuleles, a five-string banjo. We now make a violin, a viola, a bass, and a four-string mandolin. And again, local is so important to us. We shop local, not only for ourselves, but for our business. We use Four Corners in Millerton. We use Kingsland in Norfolk, and on, Torrington, Springfield. We really get our materials and parts as locally as possible.
Did you ever think, when it started out, did it start out, I'm going to use a different word, as a fluke, or did you actually think that it would catch hold like it has?
Well, I think that's our first instrument, as you know, is named the Fluke Ukulele, and I think that was part of the naming, that it was all sort of a fluke, that it all came together. And we had no idea. Our parents, my brother and sister-in-law and my husband Dale and myself, when we kicked this whole thing off, we were all unemployed, starting to revive the ukulele, and my parents didn't know exactly how to answer people when they would say, "So how are the kids?" and it turned out to be really exciting. You know, there's been ebbs and flows, and in part that's because of the imports, and I think that it's been very important for us to hold to true to our commitment and passion to manufacture here, not in name only, but also to make sure that we're supporting other small local vendors just like us.
You know, when I talk to you two, and we'll get to you, Chris, in just a second. When we, Jill and I, started this radio station back, in 2007, at the time there used to be three radio stations down here, and both of them left, one moving to Red Hook and one moving down to the coast. And people said, "What are you starting at a radio station for?" And we said, "Well, because there's a lot of great local people here." And we were right. Out of all our shows, we only carry about 30% NPR shows. The other 70%, believe it or not, are all people from the local area. And they do shows on a weekly basis. And basically, when people sign on to do a show with us, unlike other volunteers, they do it until they die. It's, you know, we've got an incredible area that you can do incredible things with. And I think that your story, Phyllis, is along with that. And then, Chris, to get back to you, what you've done with the brewery and with the past, the marijuana dispensary, the same things. And I would think that in our own little way, we also help the local economy by hiring local people.
I think that's definitely true. So should I take a step back and just talk about the distillery or jump into the past?
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, like Phyllis, we've been here for a while. I started the distillery in 2007 on my farm, sort of with the same bent, that we would be using locally sourced products. And so originally we started out making an apple brandy, and that morphed into a bourbon that we made with local corn, and we do a vodka and a gin and a rum, which obviously the molasses isn't local, but we utilize as much local raw material as we can. We have several greenhouses on site that we grow botanicals, and every year we do a garden gin that's mostly sourced from botanicals and fruits and stuff that are grown on property, and we're about to distill that next week. And once I moved down here onto Route 7 in Sheffield, we put in a tasting room. We're still doing tastings now. We have not been doing tours because of COVID, but we're open 7 days a week for tastings, and we have a retail store with booze and all sorts of other gifts. And, you know, Sheffield's just been a very, very supportive community, and it is amazing how much talent there is tucked away in the woodwork here. You know, so I'll segue into the Pass, which is the southernmost cannabis dispensary, you know, closest to Stamford, Connecticut, or New York City. And that is we're calling it a farm-to-label dispensary. So we grow on site, we process and package and make gummies and other sorts of edibles on site. And we have a wonderful store. And we have, just north of 45 employees in that entity now. And the staff in the store is great, and they are very happy to educate people. And so that, yeah, it's neat. In this little town of Sheffield, in just a couple of miles, we now have a winery that just moved in, Sunset Meadows, that was down in Connecticut near Watertown, and they have moved up and planted grapes up here, and they've got a wonderful spot with a tasting room. And then we've got Big Elm Brewing, which is, you know, just to the south of me, stone's throw. So, and they've been down there for about the same time I've been here, about 8 years, I think. So really, I think we've hit the tipping point in Sheffield in terms of it being a nice day trip destination place.
Now, do you recognize that too as well, Phyllis?
Oh, absolutely. This is definitely the place to come to. In fact, if you come to Magic Fluke or the distillery or the winery, you can park your car and you can walk between the three. So you can play a little music, do a little tasting, and have some fun. And our backdrop is new vines that Sunset Meadows has just planted. And the backdrop to that is Mount Everett, and it's a beautiful view. And we think that there's tremendous reason now to look at Sheffield again and make it a day trip coming south or north, right on Route 7. So, yes, absolutely, the place to be.
Now, my question to both of you, Chris, you can lead off and take this at first. Have you formed a Sheffield Business Association, or are you in the process of forming something loose that might become more efficient, like Millerton now has its own business association that really helps bring together, and Kent the same way? And I expect with all that goes on in Sheffield now, with not only business, but with culture, you could do the same thing in Sheffield.
I you know, this is sort of a new thing for us. That all of a sudden we've got a cannabis shop, which obviously just became legalized in the state. We've got a new winery in our local environs. And so I think we're just sort of getting organized around that. And Phyllis and I just were discussing this earlier this morning. But Phyllis, you being more involved in the Berkshire Chamber, why don't you speak to that point about having more formally recognized business association in Sheffield?
Sure. Just briefly, there was one that was being revitalized around the time that we arrived. And I don't know the backstory, but it was hard to gather people. Herding sheep comes to mind. And so I looked to the Southern Berkshire Chamber that is very active, We have about 400 members. Actually, Christine from Big Elm is on the board. I sat on the board for a few years, and they really try to promote the Southern Berkshires, and I feel like they're doing a great job. So that they take care of that piece of sort of the business association. But I think what Chris and I and the winery and Big Elm are trying to do is come together as local businesses and not necessarily establish an association, but establish a way to collaborate, work together, and just try to market Sheffield a little bit better and produce some really solid reasons why everybody should be coming to Sheffield, Mass.
All right, let's give you guys a chance to give some just desserts. First of all, we'll start off with you, Phyllis. Where are you located in Sheffield, and your phone number and your web address for people?
Sure. We are at 292 South Main Street, which is also Route 7. Our phone number is 413-229-8536, and you can find us on the web at magicfluke.com. We're open by appointment only. I forgot to say that, so people do need to call.
All right, now, Chris, I know where both of your locations are, especially in the past, but let's talk about both your locations, their exact locations, and once again, the web addresses and things like that.
Sure. So it's BerkshireMountainDistillers.com, and we are a stone's throw south of the Magic Fluke. So we are at 356 South Main Street in Sheffield. 7 days a week, 11 to 5, tastings and no tours at the moment, but we have a wonderful gift shop and wonderful staff to educate you on all things spirits. I'll plug the brewery, which is just to the south of us on Silver Street, maybe not even a quarter mile south of us, and that is Big Elm Brewing.
Absolutely.
And then between Magic Fluke and the distillery is Sunset Meadows, and they have a tasting room, and I'm not entirely sure of their hours, but that's Sunset Meadows of Massachusetts, not the one of Connecticut. And then the Pass, the cannabis shop, is a whole 2 miles or so north, and that's 1375 North Main Street in Sheffield, thepass.co, not .com, P-A-S-S. But I would have to say that we're certainly, you know, the closest town in your listening area that has a cannabis dispensary, a brewery, a winery, a distillery, and if you're to throw in a ukulele shop, probably the closest town in a long ways. So we have a lot going on now in Sheffield.
Well, once again, Sheffield is only a stone's throw, and Dewey Hall, a lot of people are aware of Dewey Hall, and I think there are a lot more people who are becoming aware that it's just so much easier to travel only a few minutes to the north instead of traveling many, many, many miles to the east, west, or south to enjoy really an extension of life, what we live here in Northwest Corner in South County, Massachusetts, which is just I think people have always considered in between basically Cornwall and Great Barrington one area, and now it really is consolidated with the internet and everything else, where it is one great big shopping and entertainment and area. And hey, just keep up the good work. And what I love to hear about this, all the businesses that we're talking about at one time or another have been on with us here at Robin Hood Radio. So even Sunset Distillers, they've been on with us as well. So good luck to both of you. Of course, Phyllis at the Magic Fluke and Chris with both of your businesses. And just keep us informed of what's going on, because we count on chambers of commerce like in Kent and in Millerton and the Millerton Business Association, and now what you're doing in Sheffield to keep people informed so they know there's still a lot of things to do in this area. So
while you're up here, we do have some wonderful restaurants, and the nice thing about being in the country is the parking situation is fantastic as well.
All right,
so, Marshall, thank you again for your time.
All right, both of you, thank you, and have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Marshall. You too.